Sometime we put as much as the two churches over there together. Come on. I can't put that together.
Well, y'all gonna have more souls saved then. But Don is.
We used to in my time, me and Glenn Vizé, that's my son-in-law. Me and his daddy, old man Newley's Vizé. We was the one that handled our church here.
Yeah.
Well, it was then that priest would come from there here. But we handled our money and they handled theirs. We spent our money like we wanted it. But now they got organized some way, and the priest handles it. It all goes in one. Whichever church needs it, that's where it goes. I said that's not right.
That's not fair if the people over at Grand Chenier are richer than y'all.
Man, look, there's.
But your son is the church.
Huh?
Your son, what office does he have in the church?
He's, I don't know if he's treasurer or secretary or what, but I know he's a big dog in there. He's a big Knights of Columbus.
Yeah. Were you ever in any clubs or anything like that here?
Were there? No.
There was never anything like that here?
No. No, sir. Yeah, I've always found that a mystery. Sometimes they'll come up with us. As I told you before, we had that big barbecue here, but that was strictly for our church.
How were you when you somebody became a member of the church here, you say they...
Oh, well, that ever since I was a kid, since I was a member of the church, I was a Catholic all my life. But we had no church hardly.
Yeah.
I can remember when we used to have the churches in the houses.
Where you go? He's at Grand
Chenier
with Mickey.
Working there. And that's the only way we'd go to church.
Mm-hmm.
He's old, but if he quits,
sometime
he's
it once
die,
a month.
So, he's old, but if he quits working, he's gonna die. So he works.
Now you live in.
I live in Ragley. You know where Ragley you are?
Uh-huh. He says, you know.
I got a.
There ain't but two trahorns. It says left in Abbeville. I said, just do trahorn, yeah. I said, well, who are they? He said, well, me and an old relative of his that they call Paras trahorn. He said, they ain't but me and old man Paras. I said, well, what become of the other? He said, they all.
Yeah.
I said, that don't make sense. Well, he says, they started going to Texas. Then he said, when they come back, they wasn't no more. They'd been to Texas, they were. And he said, the. Is going to change too. I said, well, what could they change to? He said, because he says they yeah, we was raised
Vince.
Yeah, they said they are all Vincent.
So, is there a problem with your name? In other words, around this area? I mean,
no.
I know, no, there wouldn't be a problem in spelling it, but I mean, a problem in just getting people mixed up, you know?
Well,
having people.
I don't think
not
so.
Not Broussard's, huh, Daddy? We've never had a problem.
No.
I tell you, though, in De Quincey, we went to, my daughter makes cakes and deliver them, you know, she has a shop.
Go in
there. Hey, Daddy, did you go start those phones?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't make your mama come with me.
Donald,
are you supposed to do that?
Well, I've been doing it.
I know, but I don't think he ought to go way back that to that pump.
Well, I might not go to that one.
No.
But I'm going to go to this one.
Well, I can see you that, but I can't see all the way back there.
Well, you and your mama can get on my
carry
I got on my little tractor.
Listen,
I'll put you all each a rubber foam pillow on the back.
Oh, I don't need a pillow.
And we'll drive back there.